Lakers has allowed only 199, a defensive average of 22.1. So Elkton Pigeon Bayport with a defensive advantage as well by 2.6 points. Las Vegas has Lakers being a favorite by a slim 4.5 points tonight. For those curious, Bath, Michigan is an unincorporated community designated actually for the census, located just north of East Lansing and only 6 miles directly north of Michigan State's campus. It is officially in Bath Township of Clinton County with a population of 2,083. The actual township, though, has a population of 11,598 over 35 square miles. For comparison, Windsor Township has a population of 2,044. Bath Township's population density is 364 people and 160 households per square mile. Windsor Township averages 57 people per square mile and 23 households. Windsor Township is 99.89% land, if you're curious, while Bath Township is only 90. So, Dave, when this all comes around together, I'm getting somewhere here, maybe. That brings me to this week's trivia question. A little out of left field, I apologize, but which school has a higher elevation according to sea level?
A higher elevation?
Which school has a higher elevation according to sea level? Bath or Lakers?
Wow, I don't know where you get this from sometimes, man.
Shane Yoder is saying Lakers.
I'm going Lakers also. I'm agreeing with Shane.
Well, that'd be incorrect. Bath. Bath has a 856 feet above sea level, and Lakers High School is 627 feet above sea level.
Only 150 feet we were off, Shane.
Close enough. That's what? That's half of a wind turbine. So we're all set there. As the Laker marching band is coming onto the field, sans uniforms tonight, mostly due to the weather in this playoff game. As the clock is showing 2 minutes, well, we're actually about 7 minutes down as the Lakers are now entering to the field. And the Bath Fighting Bees in their royal blue pants, white jerseys, and silver helmets almost look like Saginaw Bell out there, or a vintage Lions jersey, mind you. As we are getting ready, let's take a listen into the pregame show brought to you by the Laker Marching Band. You're listening to the WLAW Sports pregame show as we're going to listen in here after a quick moment from the MHSAA.
Hydration isn't something athletes do just during a practice or game. Good hydration takes place before practices and games as well. You can learn more about good hydration and heat acclimation by visiting the MHSAA website, clicking on Education, and checking out the various resources, including a free online course offered by the National Federation. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
You're tuned to WLAW Sports, your home for high school football. It's week number one of the postseason in Division 7 playoffs as the Bath Fighting Bees travel northeast to the Thumb of Michigan to take on the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen here with you as we're changing things up as both teams are being, the starting lineups are being introduced at the moment. And in just a very short moment, we'll be listening to the Star Spangled Banner brought to you by the Laker Marching Band. Dave, final thoughts here before we get going.
I think you're out to see a very, very good game today. I think it's going to be fairly close, and basically going off of strictly the offensive and defensive averages for both teams was within 2 to 5 points on both sides of the ball. So I expect a game that is within a touchdown.
Current conditions in Pigeon, Michigan are 49 degrees with cloudy skies. They're calling for a 50% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the southwest at 15 miles an hour and gusting up to 23 miles per hour. Visibility is limited. Barometric pressure is holding steady at 29.55. Dew point is at 45. It feels like it's 43 degrees out. The humidity is at a 88%. Sunset was at 6:23 p.m. tonight, and we are currently in a waning crescent moon phase, if we could see it tonight. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Sunrise this morning was at 8:09 a.m. Sunset, 6:23, making 10 hours and 14 minutes of daylight only on November 1st, 2013. Of course, remember to turn back your clocks, fall back at Sunday at 2 a.m. Interesting story, Dave. When I was traveling back from vacation one year, it was the spring daylight savings time, so we're springing forward. And we're in the airport in Orlando, and all the clocks were wrong.
All of them were wrong. All, they were all consistently wrong.
They didn't change for the daylight savings time. If there's anywhere that you should be consistent, it should be an airport.
Airport, correct.
But don't worry about that. As you can tell, we're trying to buy time here. Let's take a listen in for the national anthem brought to you by the Laker Marching Band. National Anthem brought to you by the Laker Marching Band as the rain is starting to pour down now. Coming about, I'd say, left to right across your radio tonight is the rain. And it's nice and cozy in the booth here, thanks to Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, purchased a heater. Unfortunately, it's in the corner, and I think it's hitting her and no one else. That's what we get for free help. But let's take a look at your officials for tonight. Your head referee, Charles Sherman, umpire, Craig Gard, linesman, Mike Hadd, line judge, Tim Tanarski, and your back judge is Gary Conan. We'll go with that. As both teams huddling up, Lakers in their black pants, green jerseys with white lettering and numbers, and green helmets, flat green helmets, gray face masks. Lakers going to be kicking off number four, Wes Trowbridge, left to right across your radio. Wes Trowbridge is a senior. Comes from the soccer team, I do believe.
I believe you are correct. Those are the best kickers.
Typically,
for good,
yes.
For good reason.
For good reason. And Bath actually brought their marching band a little late to the show, though. As they're just coming across the track right now. Getting things all squared away. Number three is your lone back for Bath, Leslie Payne. And it's going to be a scoop kick down to the 25-yard line, scooped up by number 22, Zach Richardson. And he gets about 5 yards before he is brought down by number 55 of Lakers, Quinn Smith Jr., defensive end on defense. So Bath will get first and 10 from their own 32-yard line, according to the Spines. They're trying to keep that football dry tonight in that pouring rain.
Yeah, and at Quinn Smith, a guy on the defensive end, you should hear a lot. Him right next to Austin McCabe, they create a lot of havoc in the middle.
They come out with the quarterback under center. That's Dylan Moffitt, a 6-foot senior, 170 pounds, one man in the backfield. And it's going to be a quick handoff to their fullback.